Welcome, friends and adventurers, to another episode of Dungeons and Blaggards. I am the Dungeon Master, Robulon. Joining me, in no particular order, are the players and their level 7 characters, Tomo!
Hey, I'm Steve Toman, human Gloomstalker Ranger, level 5, rogue level 1, fighter level 1.
Caleb!
Kaito Itata, level 7, warforged barbarian.
Brandon!
I'm Ikaru Poonschley, level 7, blood hunter, half orc, dark lord.
Freedom!
Hey, I'm Beleg Degar. I'm half elf, hexblade, warlock, level 7. I'm not a dark lord.
Previously on Dungeons and Blaggards, the party decided to make for Lieutenant Dorophil's reintroducing an old army veteran. Dorophil the Dwarf indicates that news can be had in the city beyond his meager scope, and then the party packs away. Engo Oldfoot, the dwarf, and his shield guardian armor, and makes up the street to the closed shop. The wizard and spear. What are you guys doing?
Rook's checking traps.
Arcana.
Okay, so around the front, Rook, roll right away, right off the bat, your Arcana.
I did before we did our show break, and I got a 21.
Okay.
21.
Still won't beat it.
No.
No, 20. There's like, it's mem. It's the wizard and spear. We don't cast against this building.
Well, I'm not casting. I'm just trying to find the arcana so Steve doesn't get blown to pieces as he's trying to pick a lock.
And I'm pretty sure they got you beat.
Hey, you just settle down.
It's a 21. It's pretty good.
Yeah. Negative Nancy over there.
Yeah.
On the plus side, I don't think Steve's ever been blown before, so either way, works out.
Oh, he's getting blown.
It's going to be hilarious.
So, Rook, as you try to concentrate and Kaitoa disrupts you from the right there, and Steve is starting to get right up close to the seam between the doors, you would note with your arcane insight that this door is missing a magical component. It has still just been closed with a crude lock and bar. However, you definitely...
I wonder why that is.
There is something about this door nonetheless that is not normal. It still has some sort of a magical quality to the material. Other than that, you definitely sense, of course, there is a huge stash of magical weapons inside the wizard and spear.
Ring of Might!
If only some older being could warn you about picking a lock.
I'm gonna just relay that information to Steve and just say, you know, the material on the door is definitely imbued with something, but the lock and, you know, handle looks to be the replacement after somebody kicked in the door named Kaitoa.
How about I do this? How about I do this?
Sorry, there was like, there was a horse involved kicking down a door.
Hey, Kaitoa.
No,
Kaitoa, come here. Come here, Kaitoa. Come. You here? All right. Beleg casts Dimension Door and teleports him and Kaitoa into the weapon room.
Oh, boom.
Whoa.
Robin, yeah.
You are immediately interrupted by a very strange anti-magical field, Beleg Half-Elf. You find your efforts immediately rebuked the weapons room is not allowing you to penetrate.
Oh, that solves that.
However, you have learned something about the nature of this effect. It is not permanent.
By not permanent, is it one of those, did I get a feeling that it was something that could be broken down over time, or it was like a something that would time out? Like, as in it would rebuke or halt like one or two magical attacks and then it would wear out? Or...
Oh, well, now I think I'd have you roll on something off of your initial hunch.
Yeah. What would you like me to roll?
It could be insight-based, it could be perception-based, it's really up to you, and I'll base, you know, my modifier on what angle you're taking, and of course, as always, the more colorful your description, the better that modifier.
Well, Arcana and History are shit for me. Insight would be the best one for me. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Try and use my insight to see how strongly that magical power felt about keeping me out. I've got plus four to insight checks.
Okay, roll it up, I like.
Oh. 16.
Oh, that's very difficult. I think it's time for a side channel, Belleg.
Yeah. I knew this was coming.
I'll see you in the side channel.
Oh, hey.
Hey.
You again.
This is what I mean. See, the more you let me in, the more I can answer these questions. What precisely do we want to know?
We want to know if we're being held out of the Wizard and Spear, or if things inside are being protected by the Wizard and Spear.
Let me see. The Wizard has set a spell that will last only 5 days. It's a field of anti-magic that he set upon it. It seems he set it 2 days ago.
3 days left. Well, Anansewa, thank you very much.
Hold on, Belleg.
Yes?
Why didn't you take me with you?
Still figuring out how to take you with. Some things are better left unsaid.
Why didn't you take me with you?
Do you wish to be taken with me everywhere?
I am a thing and you are a being. You left me in slumber. You didn't go all the way. All the way down. You are you, and I am me. There is no you, and there is no I.
And we're going back.
Well,
and now, Belleg, as he looks down at his forearm, now, there seems to be a little splotchy mark in the form of a rune. You know, and there's a kind of rune now, Belleg, on your arm. There is a rune you have never seen before in your life. What do you do?
It's about to ruin it all.
I pull down my sleeve. Hide it.
Do we all get a look at it?
I'm not sure. I would think you would probably, if you were looking at Belleg, you would note that. But Belleg, as your sleeve falls over your forearm, you have gained this insight on the nature of the protective spell around the, you know, back room and the weapons room of the Wizard and Spear.
Yep. I don't think there's really more to look at in here. Mem will be back soon.
I don't believe what Bellegg's saying, and I'm going to cast my detect thoughts on him.
Rook, can you cast detect thoughts on your companion?
Yeah. I don't believe what he's putting down. He seems a little shifty to me and knows something that he's not sharing with the group. And I don't like it.
So how does detect thoughts work?
You've got a roll of wisdom.
Oh, great. Wisdom?
Yeah. Wisdom saving throw.
That's not very good. That's 13, 9 plus 4.
Oh. Just beater.
Yeah.
So. What is that? Does that give me anything? Let me see here. You initially learn surface thoughts of the creature, what is most on the mind as an action. You can either shift your attention to another creature or attempt to probe deeper the creature's mind. If you probe deeper, the target must make a wisdom saving throw. So his wisdom saving throw keeps me from probing deeper, but I still can learn his surface thoughts.
Delving deeper requires rolls.
I think I'd be going pretty deep because okay. I'm not really believing him.
Okay. So you are delving deep. So this is going to require a roll. Boom. Just like that.
Roll. Well, I passed the check, right?
Yeah, I don't know. What's your roll?
He got a 13. He beat the wisdom save. It's a 12.
Then surface level thoughts, Melek. What are your surface level thoughts? Sorry to prolong that. It's a very interesting thing, detect thoughts.
Yeah. My surface level thoughts are exactly what I said. Mem will be back. There's nothing else to do here.
Baloney.
DM? You can verify that if you want.
Yeah, well, Rook, as you squint your half-orc eyes at the half-elf, you definitely have the image of the sleeve of his riding cloak falling over his forearm. And then that tattoo that you guys have began to remark more and more over the last week or two. So, you know, in this moment, what are you doing?
I look at Rook and say, if you're so unsure about me, have you ever seen this symbol before? And I show him the tattoo. And well, I'll let Rob describe it because he knows it better than I.
I guess as you show your forearm, it's a circular field with three shaped line, like a T. It's the monster symbol. It's the monster drink symbol. But with a circle around it. And this seems to have given you some insight, Bellag, into the nature, you know, of the duration and the type of protection going on here at the Wizard and Spear.
I'm just going to stare at it and try to figure out if I do have any sort of recollection of it.
All of Beleg's mannerisms and body language is a little salty that he doubted what I was.
Well, why would you hide it in the first place? You're not showing it to us until I inquired.
Hey, man, I still don't even know what the fuck this tattoo does. All I know is that this is some short-term protection and Mem will be back soon. Like 3 days soon.
Steve doesn't care. I was going to pick locks, but we're not picking locks. What the fuck are we doing standing around here?
Steve, you recall, of course, the locking mechanism that you have in your possession that belongs to this door.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Steve does not have that particular lock.
And can you roll either an intelligence or a wisdom?
Steve?
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be wisdom. There's no way he's doing intelligence. That is a non-natural 20.
Well, Steve, you understand clearly that the showroom side with the front desk are much less protected.
So, yeah, I could offer that information up. This would be easier to get in this way.
You have that ability. As you look at the crude makeshift lock on the door, you do note that it seems like the handiwork of one Porco. You know, you notice that the repairs have been done by a familiar hand. The hours draw on now as you guys just stand in front of the wizard and spear.
Porco's shitty, sweet luck.
Hey, man, I like Porco. I like everyone. It's a problem.
Do we want it or not?
Sure, if you can get in, let's go in. Fuck it, whatever.
All right, let's do it.
I think we could call Porco in, and Porco would, he works for us, so.
I just love picking locks, so.
Yeah, pick the lock, Steve. Pick the lock, Steve. Go for it.
Okay.
There is the crude little wooden bar and chain link lock. And there's also what you can tell is the missing locking apparatus that you have.
So there's the... And this has been a few sessions ago. Have I managed to accomplish anything with this lock that I've taken as far as my attempts to use my picks on it?
Yes. You know, you've determined the first time you looked at it, and then once more when you had a look at it, and when you took out Mickey/Gurm's little lock picking set, yeah, that it was some sort of integrated magical locking piece of that door.
And my tools were able to unlatch it?
No, they were only able to sort of confirm that it was not a mechanical lock, but rather some sort of, you know, integral piece of a larger, you know, say magical item like a door.
Yeah. And it was beyond my abilities to trip. I'm wondering if there's some way to use it in tandem with the door, as in if it reattaches itself and I can open it, if that will safely open the door. I'm going to try and figure that out. The door and the lock seem like they're connected to each other, and so I think there's some sort of puzzle that can be solved that way.
All right. Well, then as you do so, you feel a pull as you begin to reach for the locking mechanism in your adventurer's pack.
Hello.
You three adventurers, yep. As you begin talking about the delicious foods that you would love to eat in Polb here, you see Steve reaching towards the door, and the door begins to open. You know, it seems like Steve's unlocking skills have been quick and effortless. And Steve, can you roll a quick sleight of hand?
Yes. Oh, is it for the... Okay, yeah, sure. 15.
Yes, the door opens without as much as a click or a sound. It seems to swing open, and guys, it is empty and dark in the showroom, the front demonstration demo room that contains no actual weapons, but only representations thereof.
Pretty good at this.
What's going on? Did Mem leave us a note?
It's too quiet.
Is there a little perception check? A little...
Beleg, can you roll perception?
Not well. That's a 13 plus 1. Double digits!
That is a success for Beleg. And you will immediately note the absence of anything and anybody in the front room. There seems to be a note left on the front desk.
Yes! I go and look at it. I'm proud of myself.
As you reach for the front desk, the wood begins to morph and shift and ripple in front of your hand.
Uh-oh.
Do I
roll initiative?
Do we see what's going on from our vantage?
Certainly, party. You begin to see the Beleg is approaching a small note on the counter. And the counter seems to be... What is this? Rising towards him?
Opportunity.
He's okay.
I take a step back.
Okay, can you roll a dexterity saving throw?
You handle everything on your own?
Pardon?
Oh, I'm sorry.
What the fuck was I supposed to do? I saw a note to share with everybody. I went to find the note to share with everybody.
Yeah. Well, no, you read it and you...
I haven't read shit! It.
Internalize it within yourself.
I was,
Oh, Bella's dead.
That was a three. That was a 3+3. So a 6.
Oh, okay. Well, you are breaking that magical 5 threshold.
Thank goodness.
You know, you are knowing Beleg that this is a creature that is perhaps related to a mimic.
Yeah. Oh,
Mem's mimic.
But it has been the mimic. Tamed in some way. You know, harnessed or tamed.
Oh, did, when I was grabbing my Skip the Dishes, did Dorophil, this episode of Dungeons & Blaggers brought to you by Skip the Dishes. Did Dorophil talk about going... He talked about Naffrey's mimic, right?
There's a moment when Dorophil mentioned that essentially the only news that Dorophil had, and, you know, who can blame him for maybe highlighting it, was that he and Mem and Mickey triple downed on the mimic in Naffrey's chamber. Yes.
Okay.
Well, fuck, somebody had to do it.
Yeah. Okay, what if I take another step back? I step forward towards it again. And then pet it on the top of it.
That's a very strange approach. Can you roll persuasion?
Yeah.
Or animal handling?
I'm going to roll persuasion.
All right. And party, in this moment, you know, Kaitoa, Steve, Rook, there is an empty showroom. The boards showing the weapons are in front of you. And Beleg approaches and stands back from the countertop, which is a solid wooden countertop. But then, rippling and morphing in front of him as he approaches it.
And then I rolled like shit. I rolled a 9.
A 9. Okay, well, Beleg, you hear a small sound. And at party, actually, the whole party hears a sound echoing as if from nowhere, but perhaps centered nearer to the desk, like a clinking coin or a chink of a coin.
Coin? Does the desk settle down? Can I see the note yet?
No, it's still rather excited and moving towards, you know, the area where you've approached it, and the wood ripples under the note that seems to be pinned, you know, onto the wood surface. And again, a sort of a clinking chink of a coin rings out in the party's ears.
Do I have to offer it a... like a copper piece? I offer it a copper
piece. Oh, as you flip it a copper piece, the copper piece just sinks right in to the rippling surface of the desk, and it is but momentarily mollified. It still ripples about.
It wants the, for a speech.
The what?
Or speech stones?
Yeah.
Never heard of them.
Well, not the... Maybe the near speech stone.
The near speech, yeah.
They wouldn't even know we had the far
Kaitoa, as you mentioned that, there is an offshoot of interest from the living countertop. As you mentioned, the Stone of Far Speech.
As you mentioned, the Stone of Far Speech.
And now that appendage is going further towards you and the rest of the party, you know, Rook and Steve, you're now seeing both Beleg engaged on the one hand, very close to the countertop, starting to feed it coins, and you're seeing Kaitoa there gathering some interest from the countertop.
Can I quickly go grab the note while it's going for someone else?
Yeah.
Okay, that would be a sleight of hand or dexterity, and you'd be moving up, you know, 10 feet or so and swooping in. You could so try.
I'm gonna do a sleight of
hand. I see Steve going for it, and I start yelling like, "We have that stone of
fire speech, fire speech, fire speech,
fire speech."
Kaitoa, you're gonna lend the help action.
Help action, yeah.
Can I have that roll?
It is going to be another 15.
On the nose.
Mm-hmm.
You're able to snatch the note.
Yes.
And a pin flies out, and the pin, though, hits the ground with a tiny little clink. And Beleg, that pin falls near to your feet as you are very near to this countertop indeed. And as the note is plucked away, Steve is like little shadow underneath you. He's ducking underneath you. He's ducking away. He's snatched the note, and a strange ripple appears right in front of you where the note is. The counter has noticed.
Far speech, bitches.
I don't want to give it my far speech.
You have now received a strange woody abutment, a strange woody appendage is latched around you. Can you roll against a grapple for me right now? Beleg, can you roll against a grapple against the woody countertop right now?
Oh, fuck it. Ugh. Oh, my rolls went to shit as soon as they mattered. That's a 2.
Dos.
Is grapple just a straight strength, or is it athletic?
Well, you can go either.
Then it's a 6.
Well, I'm afraid that your forearm has been clasped by the living countertop.
Can I quickly cast Disguise Self and look like Mem?
You can, certainly. And as the living countertop sort of wraps itself around your healing gauntlet, as you stand there and you begin to cast, Disguise Self Mask of Many Faces?
Yeah.
Okay. And Kaito, what did you get against your grappling against the countertop?
Twelve.
Rook, what are you doing during this whole time?
He's trying to detect the thoughts of the desk.
No, I've been kind of, since the detect thoughts have been a little more standoffish, because I wasn't too into what Belly was throwing down. No, I didn't trust him to tell us right away.
Oh, so you're surveying. Okay, well, Kaitoa, you are way less entrapped than Beleg, who's full-on grappled, I would say. You are just grappled onto your gigantic living construct fist. It is purely aesthetic. It is not restricting you in any way. It's just that the living countertop has wrapped itself around one wrist.
I would say, like, this living countertop, do I have an effect against it being a living construct and a living countertop?
Yo, dude, We're not as different as you think.
Hey, man. I know what it's like.
Yeah. I would... Can I combat against that in any way?
Kaitoa, I will give you inspiration. You do see a similarity between a wood that is both moving and tensile and sinewy, and your own construction, your own makeup. There is a similarity. What are you going to do?
No, I think I could, like, this the countertop grabs me, and I can start to control this countertop.
Roll an arcana.
Yeah. Yeah.
Roll an arcana.
I've never rolled an arcana.
I was going to say, I don't think Kaitoa rolls
that much. It's an 8. Yeah, it's an 8.
Okay. Well, you do definitely feel like there is a sort of an aura here. But beyond that, it's unclear.
It's
beyond your current comprehension.
Can I fight it?
No, it's just coming natural to you, baby. You don't understand why, but the wood is love. Like, right now, you're just, like, you're gelling with the wood, man.
That's the answer, man.
Man, people can get thrown in jail for saying shit like the wood is love nowadays.
Are we tripping balls or something? What's going on?
And no, guys, you see the countertop now kind of wrap itself further up Kaitoa's arm. And Kaitoa, it's not at all entrapping or constricting, okay? It's okay, but it's right up to your arm. And now, Belek,
I'm starting to feel it.
The part of the desk that has you trapped releases slowly and sort of softly. It retreats away just as it extends more of its presence and attention to Kaitoa. You are now free, Belek, half-elf.
Run away, Belek.
Steve, what does the note say?
I read the note.
It says, Mem, gone to Basel. It says below, Leah in Lantern.
Mem in Basel, Leah in Lantern?
Yeah. And as always, the note has that nice letterhead from the desk of the wizard Mem.
Well, that doesn't help.
Can Kaitoa release himself from this desk?
The branchy, woody appendages are not at all constricting you, but they are around and all the way up to your shoulder.
Absorb it. Go into your next form.
Well, shall I?
I'm not even my final form!
Can I do an insight?
Belek, as you turn towards Kaitoa and say, absorb it! Kaitoa, you can roll insight.
Yeah. You're gonna roll an insight.
I have no idea what is happening here.
I'm gonna absorb the knowledge of this desk.
What is happening?
And, yeah. I'm going to try and see what this desk has seen before. Oh, 18.
Did you say you wanted to see at the tail end of your description of what you wanted to achieve by this role, you wanted to see where this chest had been before or where this
what
desk
this,
had been
what
before?
This desk has seen before.
Has seen before.
Yeah.
Oh man, you're gonna see all sorts of kinky Dorophil shit.
Yeah.
And what did you roll there? Nookie. What did you 18. Roll there, buddy?
18.
18!
It's basically this desk attached itself to me. And I'm trying to, in reverse, dip into this desk's memory.
Okay. Kaitoa Tata. You see in a series of quick flashbacks the history and the horrible enslavement and weaponization and then ostracization of the race of wood mimics.
Bless you!
Jesus. Excuse me.
Steve, then, a very strange breaking of stealth as Steve shatters the silence. And Kaitoa, in your contemplation,
and he snaps me out of it, and I like snap to out of like a flash of a horrific misuse of vine creatures. I snap through and break the connection from this desk.
Okay, you are released. You know, as you snap out of it, you find the countertop receding back into its flat, unassuming surface, undamaged by your and Beleg's overall interaction and party. Now, the four of you, it is deadly quiet, and that sneeze, Steve, reverberates. Ooh, the cold Jebuary air. Oh, you guys have been out for 48 hours in the fields, in the cold, eating and drinking naught but rainwater from your flasks and Steve's gorp.
It's dusty.
I
touch the counter asking, like, I need a weapon. I'm really pissed off right now. I'm really fucking mad.
I feel so bad for all the weapons you already own.
But you have a weapon for me?
Search
for the ultimate weapon.
Yeah, I've felt this pain and something's about to get smacked.
Here we go with the weapons again.
I feel like your weapons are going to need a support group soon. They just, like, feel so unloved. Hi, I'm Great Axe, and I also wasn't good enough for Kaitoa.
Weapon number 23. That's what he called me. Don't know his name anymore.
No, there's like a difference between the caustic hammer. This hasn't been the best weapon. Like, that's not a Kaitoa type weapon. The caustic hammer. I'm looking for a little more of a
What does the stone mean again? Is that like, is that in relation to Oumuamua?
It's his homing stone.
Yeah.
So does that mean that it's nearby or something?
Yes. It's
shit.
Red's the wrong way. What is it? Red's the wrong way. Yellow, kind of getting back on track, and green's on track. Yellow. Right? Horny.
Green's the horny color.
But definitely, the caustic hammer is not what I want to be wielding.
But you have like a badass two-handed axe. That fucking giant axe is killer.
Still not like.
I'm not good enough, Steve.
No, I'm not happy wielding it.
I just imagine Kaito wielding this great axe, and he's just like super bummed and sad the whole time. Like, this is what I wanted, but it's what my parents got me.
I wanted the blue one.
No, I think you guys are missing the point.
You have
I'm so salty right now. Brayden's salty that I used to detect thoughts on Caleb's salty over his weapons.
Guys, as you four now leave the wizard and spear, I'm not sure how you're leaving it. Is anybody relocking it?
Spellite will relock it after Steve neglects to lock it.
There we go.
You put back on the sword of latch and chain style rudimentary lock that has been fashioned here, and as you lead your 8 horses up South Main Street and over the little canal and towards the White Chain, it is quite late now. You know, your investigation at the front of this establishment closed down for seemingly at least another, what would you say, Beleg?
Oh, come on, Beleg.
Probably another, and Beleg licks his finger and holds it up to the wind, and then looks at the sun, and then stares at his shadow and says, 3 days. Is that good enough for you guys?
Sounds good. To the White Chain.
I call bullshit.
Kaito is still calling bullshit, but you, as you turn the corner, guys, there is your square, the Temple of Dan, and the White... Guys, the sign is down. There is no sign. It's gone.
What the hell are we paying Porco for? What the hell is that?
Maybe they're making a new one.
We're about to get ambushed. Do you want me to kick this door in? We're about to get ambushed.
Has the door been fixed?
Spend a minute to find humanoids.
But Steve, you look around. The door is just fine. It's as you left it.
No. Something's fucky.
Kaitoa, can you roll perception as you scan the square?
17.
Kaitoa, there are very few people in the square. However, as you look over to the Temple of Dan with your eagle eye vision, you notice there is a figure there.
Hey, there's some dickhole standing down the way.
It looks like Kaitoa, it's a man, a heavy-set man, and he is leading a wagon.
Who's that fat fuck standing down the lane?
I'm sorry, Kaito is really mad right now.
Well, just as the second person comes into view here, Kaitoa, and there's a person atop the wagon behind them, the door opens behind all of you. The door to the White Chain, or the now nameless edifice here, opens behind you. The door is opening behind you. Roll initiative!
Yeah.
Hey, you fat fuck.
Initiative 17.
That's a 15 for Beleg.
21 for Steve.
I got an 8.
Fuck.
Everybody checking in there? Everybody checking in?
Yeah.
So... out of the clearing, the square that you know so well, you four pulled. Which way are you looking? Behind you to the opening door, or out towards the Temple of Dan in the clearing in the square?
I'm looking at the open door. Or the opening door.
I think I was looking at the fat guy that Kaito was yelling at.
Looking out into the courtyard, trying to cover our backs.
Okay, looking into the courtyard. Looking into the courtyard, it is a heavyset man with 2 ponies and a cart and a lithe man, and you recognize...
Hey, it's our meat wagon.
The meat wagoneer. Steve, I will give you inspiration. Behind you, you hear a voice. My lord, your chamber is ready.
Hey, it's our half orc too.
Bullshit.
Friends, what are you doing in this moment? There is a half orc with a black ponytail behind you opening the door, and across the clearing you see the meat wagoneers.
Well, I was looking at our half-orc pal, So I put my hand on his shoulder, give him a squeeze, walk past him, and pat him on the back saying thanks.
I ready my crossbow at the half-orc welcoming us.
No! That's our buddy! He's a friend. Or at the very least, he moves stuff around for us in the white chain.
Kaitoa, can I see you in the side channel, please?
Yeah.
Man. As your little friend Steve, you know, says to you, he's our friend in the white chain. Let's meet in the side channel. Oh, Kaitoa.
Hey, man.
As you sort of have re-entered the city of Polb, and your homing stone is burning now in your mind.
To be like back in the city where everything's a red flag, the fact we're back at home and like there's something wrong here, like we're being led into a trap.
One thing is for sure, Kaitoa, you know, as you have re-entered the city here and your three companions are, you know, looking to settle down for the night, you're on high alert, but it's not clear why.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm a little paranoid. There's something wrong here.
And party, you know, you see Kaitoa erupt a little burp of steam.
Does he need to be like...
Do we need to pat him on the back?
Plugged in or something? Or is the battery running low? What's going on?
Something's not okay.
Can I use perception? I've been clocking Kaitoa for a bit, trying to figure out like his inner workings and what the wood underneath the metal is and all that kind of stuff. Is there anything that would appear to Steve to be different?
Robin, let me pull out that moonstone.
The homing stone, as you pull it out, Steve, you would be regarding. So no, nothing has changed, Steve. It is Kaitoa's demeanor, and you know he's got the 1,000-yard stare. As his homing stone blinks, Kaitoa, it is orange. And again, you feel like whatever it is leading you to is on the move.
What's with the stone? Why does he keep looking at the stone?
I don't feel comfortable going in the white chain.
Oh shit, I'm already in the white chain.
I'm not going in there.
Do I notice anything weird inside the white chain?
Beleg, not at all.
Okay.
You have been encountered by the half tongueless, half orc, and he is simply, you know, ushering you and showing you up the staircase to your third floor owner's chambers. That is all that you see inside the white chain. The restaurant hotel. Boy, it's been a long time since we've been here. My word. Oh, you see lots of signs of activity, I should say. Boy, this place looks like it could be almost ready to open soon.
Yay! Does that mean there's any ale?
You would have to go into the back room.
I'll go to Dorfell's place.
Kaitoa now stomps out of the front door and makes out of the place where you three are. Kaitoa, you have a movement of higher than anybody in the party. You guys have parked your 8 horses beside the Well, what is this place? It doesn't have a name or a sign anymore, guys. So outside of this establishment, you notice a lot of work has taken place. Instead of the two or three horse stands that there were before, now there's like 16 horse stands. You notice the benches have been fashioned. Somebody has been furiously at work over the last day or two. And as Kaitoa stomps out, party, he's out of your view. He's gone.
Where's Shorva?
It is the middle of the night, isn't it?
Middle night.
Yeah, I suppose she's not up all night. Okay, we follow Kaitoa.
Send. How fast is Stolas?
Oh, way fast. Well, yeah, faster. I'll send Stolas to perch on his shoulder, I guess.
Okay, as Kaitoa stomps out into the night, he is now at the juncture of South Main Street and your plaza, your little square, and Stolas now is swooping atop you, Kaitoa. You have just felt a small owl on top of your metal shoulder plate on your right shoulder.
Got a calming feature. I don't want to be at the white chain right now.
Kaitoa, your homing stone glows with a brilliant orange color, and it casts almost like a laser beam out across the horizon in the night sky down to the southwest, Kaitoa. And it shoots over the rooftops and curves over curvature of the world. And then is gone. And your homing stone is now just pulsing. Pulsing. And now quiet and empty of color and light.
Fuck. And I'm still, like, trying to head towards, back to Dorville and Mickey's quarters.
Yes, this is just as you cross the little canal, as you get closer and closer back towards Mickey and Dorville's apartment.
Yes.
Just as this happens, this laser beam signal happens. And party, back at the White Chain. I mean, yeah, Kaito was gone.
No shit.
Yeah, should we go? I sent Stolas to make sure that he's good, but is this something he's gonna do on his own, or is this something like we gotta figure out?
I don't know. I was ready to take a rest.
I mean, my danger room does sound kind of awesome right now, but
Reese.
But we're splitting the party.
I hate splitting the party.
So good.
I'm already down a spell slot too.
So am I.
You're down a spell slot?
Yeah, I used I burnt a pass without trace, remember?
Oh. Right.
When did Kaitoa's change happen again? This was like after coming back from his?
Well, after you had your long rest, there was a change. So it's been building, Steve, over the last little while. And, especially now when he has just immediately left the scene, there is a change in the character of Kaitoa.
All right. Well, fuck it. I guess we're going to go see what he's up to. Steve's gonna go back.
Well, Steve, as you Would you poke out the front door then?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you would look down to the edge of your square, and Katoa's gone. It's like he's sprinted. But you know from your connection with Stolas on his shoulder that all is well.
This is what Stolas is telling me?
Yeah, in this moment, as you look out, although you don't see Stolas or Katoa, you have this connection with Stolas, and you are assured that Stolas is just pointing Katoa in the right direction. Isn't that what you asked Stolas to do?
Sounds all right.
Should we follow it? Katoa, I mean? Should we follow Katoa?
Probably. But did you get a little bit of insight? Because you're the only one who sees going on.
I don't know. He's been looking at that rock a lot. I don't know what he's going. I don't know why he's going back to Dorfil's place.
If you think it's in our best interest to follow him, I'll follow him.
Yeah, we're cool.
I mean, the last time we were here and one of us left, didn't go well for them.
This is the truth.
Well, party of three. Katoa, you are now way over that small bridge over the canal. You're actually now past the wizard and spear. Party behind you. Doug stands flabbergasted behind you. He's sort of ushered you upstairs, but then all of you seem to be making to leave.
Yeah, Steve wants to meet up with Kaito again.
All right.
Onward we go.
And as the party, exhausted and filthy and just minutes away from the humanoid rest that fleshy bodies crave, they instead follow the living construct who does not need water or sleep or the comfort of a sheep down filled bed. And that, friends and adventurers,
I'm sorry, guys,
is where we will leave you on this cold and unforgiving February 9th, day after Galentine's Day. Miserable and cold as you walk out. Have you dumped your adventurers' packs, though? Did you release any burden?
No. I think I was on the stairs up to the like the owner's chambers, and then. All right.
This fleshy body needs to go for a long rest.
I'm just noticing that we've got a bunch of side quests popping up.
Yeah, no shit.
We can go after Mam. We can go after Leah. We can. I want to see where this stone that Katoa keeps looking at leads us.
Oh yeah. And folks, we will see you next Monday.
Good night, Rob.
All right, man. Good night.